Welcome to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp, where kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's show, visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us on Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Voice of Destiny Show. If this is your very first time tuning in, I'm your host, Dr. Daniel Hopp. Voice of Destiny is a vision that God has given us to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. And today, in the tradition of the Sons of Issachar, we are tapping into one of God's kingdom-centric visionaries wisdom concerning what strategies we should employ to take advantage of the opportunities and the assignments that God's given us in the atmosphere of this new year. And this guest that we have today is the Honorable Apostle Anya Hall, who is the visionary of Tekton Ministries. And Apostle, I welcome you back to the Voice of Destiny Show, and I want to talk to you about belief. We were talking about the power and the integrity of belief that allows us to tap into the portals and the gates that God has in store for us. But before we get started on that, will you please tell us the story and the vision behind the Tekton Ministries? That name, what does it represent? You know, what is God saying through that name that he attached it to your assignment for us to understand how to relate to the gift that God's made you to be to us in this generation?
Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Tekton Ministry is a ministry that is really based on the apostolic and, you know, the Greek word for where we get the word architect from. We get the word architect from Tekton. And, of course, architect, you know, means master builder, you know. I was dealing with that because the Lord dealt with me about the anointing of the apostle, because apostles, as you know, they build people and they build lives. You know, a lot of times people talk about them building churches, but we are the church. People are the church. We are people.
Yes.
And so, you know, apostles build people. And when you talk about Tekton, tectonics has to do with the building place of the earth. You know, when prophetically speaking, the earth, you know, we're speaking of humans prophetically. And the building place of the literal planet, the earth, this is how the planet is built, through the tectonic plates. And as the tectonic plates shift or move, then the topography of the earth is changed. We have mountains, we have valleys, you know, and things of that nature. And so when God gave me that, you know, I was dealing, he began to deal with me about, you know, the tectonic plates of the earth and things of that nature, and building people as I built people, and so shifting them into different seasons of their life, shifting them into different dimensions of their faith, shifting them psychologically and how they think, you know, just shifting the people of God into proper alignment with God's word and with the destiny of God. That's why the motto is building people for kingdom purpose, because I understand that I am called to build people. And as a result of the people being built, you know, as they are built, then, and their lives are built, then they begin to go through to build the kingdom of God. They build their families, you know, they build ministries. They not only build ministries, they also build businesses, communities, and in the nation, and, you know, the world at large. So, you know, that is what, you know, that is what that is dealing with.
Well, that blesses us, because a big part of our work we do here at Voice of Destiny is helping to shift people's thinking process, to vertically shift it from an earthly paradigm to a kingdom-centric paradigm, so that we can be, do, and have what God's destined for us. Because what we believe, not just what we say, is connected to our belief system, our real belief system. And it's important that as ministry gifts, that we bring the church into a congruency of what God thinks, and what God sees about our world and what our obligations are. And so I thank you for taking up that mantle, that tecton mantle, to help shift the language and the concepts, because the language that we use, the perceptions, the paradigms that we have about what God wants us to do really does affect our ability to perform the task that God's put before us. So we were talking about belief, you know, and its role in us performing God's assignments for our life, and that you were saying that we confuse it sometimes with our confessions. Our confessions and our belief, they're not the same thing. Will you help us to understand what we need to do in this new atmosphere of the new year to affect our belief so that we can have the kind of behavior that produces the kind of results God wants for us?
You know, what we need to do is repent. Here's why we need to repent. The ministry of John the Baptist, the gospel, his message was always a message of repentance. Repent.
Yes, yes.
Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent.
Mm.
And repent. This is why we have to conquer. You know, all of us have been pretty much inundated with the spirit of religion growing up. And it is a lifelong process of being purged and delivered from religion. You understand?
Mm.
And the reason I say that is because John was preaching to a religious people. These were the people of Israel that were used to going through ritual, you know, in the temple, not understanding that we are the temple of the living God. And what God wanted to do for them was at hand, which means it's near. It's right at your fingertips. You can have it when you want it. He said, but you will never access it if you don't repent. And repentance, as you know, is not an apology. It is a change in the way you think. And so we must pray for the spirit of repentance in our lives. You know, there is only one way that we can see supernatural transformation. We all want supernatural transformation in every area of our life, be it our finances, our relationship, our ministry, whatever, even our personal, you know, personal transformation. But if we want to see supernatural transformation, there's only one way to do it. And it tells you that you must be renewed. But, you know, in your mind, the Bible tells you, you know, to be, you know, in order to be transformed, we must be renewed in our mind. And so that comes through the spirit of repentance, changing the way we think. And that word renew means to renovate. We have to renovate. And when you renovate, you know, there are some processes that, you know, that take place when you are renovated. You have to tear down some things. So this is talking about tearing down strongholds. And most time we find people, you know, trying to deal with spiritual strongholds in the heavenlies, but the first stronghold must be torn down in the mind. You know, wrong thinking, wrong concepts, wrong perceptions, wrong assumptions, and preconceived ideas and notions. This is always a challenge because we have to tear down those strongholds within our mind. This is the process of repentance, and it's not that easy. It can be done, but it's not that easy because you have to now begin to take a learned pattern of thinking and interrupt it deliberately. And that's why the Bible says take captive. Take captive every thought. You have to, that is an effort. You know, if you think about capturing something or somebody, you don't think about it just waltzing into, you know, into your hands. That takes strategy. You got to, if you're going to trap it, you've got to think of the right trap. You've got to get the right bait. If you're going to, you know, chase it, you've got to exert some type of effort. But it takes thinking. So we have to remember that it takes effort to capture every wrong thought. We've got to really be focused on, wait a minute, this thought is not right. Let me take it and replace it with what God said. You know, what is the proper thought, and then follow up with the proper action. We got to do it's a whole, you know, it's a process. You can't just say, okay, I'm taking this thought captive. You have to say, this is the wrong thought.
It's a process. We didn't get to this process, this programming that runs the 6 billion people on the planet overnight. These programs were engineered and designed over millenniums of the of God and the adversary contending for the soul of the people in this planet. And we've got to understand this work of changing the programming is essential for kingdom business to get done, because we all of our habits, all of our behaviors are offsprings of what we truly believe, not just what we say. Let's take a break right here and come back and talk about how do we move towards this change, you know, this change of programming.
If you're enjoying this prophetic and provocative conversation, give thanks with me for our monthly voice partners who help us to carry the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture to our generation. You too can become a distinguished monthly voice partner with a partnership gift of $15 to $45 a month. Our partners receive a monthly voice package that empowers them to be, do, and have everything God has destined for them. You too can become a monthly voice partner. Just go to the partners page at voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And register today as a monthly voice partner to keep the Voice of Destiny show in your community.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Voice of Destiny show. Our vision is to bring you the gospel of Jesus' kingdom culture based on Matthew 6:33 so that you can be, do, and have everything that God has destined for you. Our guest today is Apostle Anya Hall, the visionary and founder of Tecton Ministries, and we've been talking about strategies for operating in the atmosphere of this new year, which is God has been speaking to us about our belief system and our programming. Paul was speaking to the Corinthians and said, listen, you know, present your body as a living sacrifice, but you need to also be transformed by the renewing of your mind, because your mind, that soul of yours, it is a gateway to access the prosperity of God, the health of God, the influence of God. It's what we have in our belief system. It is what we have in our mind that allows us to have access. The Word tells us that we can obtain everything that pertains to life and godliness through the knowledge of God. Those of us that know God, we shall be strong and do great and mighty exploits. What we believe affects our state of being, which affects our ability to perform. And Apostle, you were saying to us about programming. What do we need to do now that we are aware of this, that, yes, I'm born again, but I need to uncage my inner man by renewing my mind? How do we do that? What is it that we should be doing to position ourselves for that transformation and that change of thinking in our mind? Because you had said we need to pray for repentance. How do we cooperate with the spirit of repentance coming in our lives so that we can be able to change the way we think, so we can change the way we do?
All right. First of all, you have to embrace the truth. And the word of God is truth. And we have to, a lot of our beliefs, we need to go back and research them and see, you know, what is God saying? Was that spoken in context? You know, what we've been taught, was it taught properly in context, in the proper context? And what does that mean for me today? And embrace the truth. You know, for instance, when I first started teaching this some years back, I said, for instance, I had gone through a very painful time in my life and suffered a lot of betrayal from people that were close to me and meant a lot to me that I loved dearly, so it was very devastating to me. And, you know, I was very hurt and very wounded, but how do I get healed from that? All right? You know, how do I get healed from that? Well, the truth said, the word of God said, for me to pray for them. Now, that's just simple, but he said pray for them, not against them, you know, but pray for them. And so I began to apply that truth. And that began to heal me and revolutionize my thinking in that area. So when I say we have got to go back to the Word of God and find out what the Word of God says about certain things, that's one of the ways to do so. And then, you know, you need to lend yourself to people who you see that are righteous and godly, walking in integrity, who have an open mind and the mind of God, and listen at this wisdom that they are dispensing as well. But also, even as whatever you hear someone say, you know, Paul talked about the Berean church. He said, listen, they are more noble than you all, because no matter what I teach them, and I am the Apostle Paul, who speaks nine languages fluently, of the tribe of Benjamin, come on now, a Pharisee, and it doesn't matter. And I had a personal encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I got a revelation from him. It doesn't matter what I said. The Bereans go back to research if what I said is so. They go back to make sure that what I said is actually the truth. So even though you have wise counselors, go back. You have to put forth effort. And most people, when it comes to their own destiny and to their own mind and to their own thinking, they're not they're not aggressive. You know, they're kind of lazy in that area. But we must understand that our mind is the loins of our creativity. The battlefield is for our mind. And it's amazing that you would say that about the territory of our mind, because I just had this conversation with a young minister, man of God, the other day, just sitting, pouring wisdom in him and saying to him, listen, the conflict and the battle that we are in spiritually is not for the overall war. The overall the overall war has been decided. It has been decided, you know, God is the winner. That's it. I said, but the battles that we are having today are over territory. The conflicts are over territory. And whether it be the territory of your mind, the territory of your soul, the rest of your soul, emotions and will, the territory of your body, your family line and your generations are territory. You know, your ministry is territory, your geographic territory, whatever it may be, your finances are a territory. The enemy is fighting for territory. And so your mind is one of the main territories that he needs control over. He wants to become the governing authority and the ruling principality of your mind, because if he has your mind, he has everything else that's connected to you, every body else that's connected to you, every area that you enter into, every region, every domicile, every relationship, he has access to it because he has the territory of your mind. So our mind must be renewed. The spirit of repentance is essential. I heard you mention Jacob's ladder a while back, and I thought that was awesome, because what people don't understand is if you look at that scripture, it says that the angels were ascending and then descended. You would think it would say that the angels were descending and then ascending, you know, bringing things to us and taking it back up. But it's the other way around, because God has given us the ability to speak those things as though they were, as that are not as though they were. And he's coming, they're coming to for our words, and our words must be his words. And, and if, if our minds aren't right, if our minds aren't repentant, we're going to speak things that are in direct opposition to the plan and the will of God for our lives. And the angels are taking your words back. They're coming for your words, and they're coming because words are powerful. They have the ability not only to create, but they have the ability to form identity and to assign function. You know, it's imperative that our mind, our creative place, you know, is you know, repented, it's renewed, and so we must go back to the Word of God, which is the truth, because faith comes by hearing. So not only do we need to read the truth, we need to speak the truth, even if we have to speak it to ourselves.
Yeah. Well, there's an incredible battle for the soul. We are a spirit. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Our spirit nature allows us to interact with God, the creator of the universe and his realm. But in order to relate to this realm, this physical realm, God had gave us a soul as a tool to interpret.
Yes.
And to facilitate the transition from the intangible world to the physical world. Everything that's physically, everything that's a thing that's created, it was created first in God's intangible realm. And it's through the thoughts, the ideas, the strategies. This is why when God created the earth, he talked. He used words. He said, you know, talk to himself. He said, look, let us make man in our image. Let there be light. God began to use the words, the facility of the mind, to move things from the intangible to the physical. So we've got to protect the asset of our belief, our mind, and get this mind renewed. Understand, it's a big responsibility for us, kingdom citizens, in order to walk in the territory, to possess the territories that God has for us. These things are very important. You know, Apostle, I was in Los Angeles years ago, and I had noticed, I was going there to speak at a conference in a church, and I noticed all over the place there were these cars, and they all said red rum. And I said to the driver, wow, these people around us, they really like their rum, don't they? And the guy said, oh, no, you know, it's not rum. That red rum is murder spelled backwards. He said that the city they were in was Crenshaw, and it was the murder capital of the United States at that time, Crenshaw, California. And he said that it's clearly that spirit is emulating, using the power of words, renewing the minds, adapting the people to a thinking process of murder with words. And so we have to understand, and this is what I love about your ministry and the books that you write, it helps to introduce apostolically words that change the paradigm, the thinking process, because so many of us, we are tied to religion, even the Christian religion, the keeping of rituals in place of a relationship with God. It is through these words that God is releasing through vessels like yourself that's really helping us to understand what God meant by what he said, because his intent is to fully colonize this planet so they can be like the kingdom of heaven that's in heaven. And I tell my kids this all the time. You need to think about heaven as a planet. and God sent us from the planet heaven to the planet Earth to change this world through what we do. But what we do is so tied to what we believe. And what we believe is tied to what we've heard from God, what is painted, the pictures of what determines right and wrong and what's good and bad in our heart. God wants to get at this. And so what are the tactics? And we have like a couple of minutes left to this show, but Apostle, what's the best tactics to harnessing that mind to make it think the way God thinks?
For me, I found that spending time in his presence and allowing his mind, you know, to sweep through us, you know, allowing his mind. Once again, I'm going to go back to basics because, you know, a lot of times we're looking for something very supernatural and what I want to say spectacular. You know, we're supernatural, looking for real spectacular, and it's really the basic principle of spending time in the Word of God, not just reading, but studying. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. And praying, you know, not just these surface prayers, but, you know, give me prayers, but prayers that begin to explore God. You know, I want to know more of you. The Bible says that you are past finding out. You are the Alpha and the Omega. I want to know more of you. I want to become more intimate with you. I want you to share your heart with me. I'm always sharing my heart with you. Would you share your heart with me? I want you to, you know, I want to walk in the corridors of your mind. I want to open doors in the chambers of your mind and in your heart and discover. I mean, these are the type of prayers that I pray because I want to know him. I don't want to just, I don't want to just have access to what he has. I want to know him, being. And I think spending time with him and giving the Holy Ghost permission. You know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. You know, it is the candle of the Lord that searches out men's hearts. So search me, the very corridors of and the crevices and the cracks and the chambers of my heart and my mind, and bring to light those things that are not of God. Challenge, bring them to my attention, and then tell me what I need to do. When he brings things to my attention, for instance, say I remember one time he brought to me that I was had the spirit of disappointment. I had no clue, hadn't paid attention to, just knew that I felt some kind of way, and it was a spirit of disappointment that had been working in my life. So the first thing, of course, I thanked him for bringing that to me, asked him to deliver it from me from it. But then I went and began to research disappointment and what did God have to say about disappointment, and how am I supposed to properly respond to disappointment, and then not just read it, but really when the next time I'm disappointed, do it, act on it, because I believe that God's word is true, you know. So these are the things.
Thank
that,
you.
You know, spending time in him, just spending time with him, reading and fasting, but acting, that's your faith. That's why it's impossible to please him without faith. Acting on what you have learned, acting on it. And that is the difference between us and a lot of the other faiths in the world, is because they act on what they believe. They act on it.
Wow.
And we need to stop talking it, and we need to act on it. We need to do it, and that is a bondage within itself that needs to be broken in us and has to do with repentance as well.
Well, thank you, Apostle Anya Hall, for leading us into a new capacity to believe God and to believe the way God wants us to believe. Saints, understand that how you believe establishes establishes the boundaries of your imagination. And your imagination determines the boundaries of how far you can go. Ephesians 3:20 tells us that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask or all that we imagine, according to the power His power that worketh on the inside of us. When we allow God to use the facility of our beliefs based on His word and His kingdom messages to us, we're going to find ourselves knowing Him in a way that we've never known before and doing the exploits that God has commanded us to do like we never have before in this new year. I want to remind you that Voice of Destiny is available to you 24/7 on Voice of Destiny Online. That's voiceofdestinyonline.com. Know this, these plans that God has for you, they will prevail. And we will encourage you to visit. We encourage you to visit our website at voiceofdestiny.org so that you can connect with Apostle Anya Hall and her incredible Tecton ministry. And we are going to continue this journey of being, doing, and having everything that God has destined for us. God bless.
You've been listening to the Voice of Destiny Show with your host, Pastor Daniel Hopp. Remember, kingdom information and revelation is power to be, do, and have everything God has destined for you. For more information about Voice of Destiny or to order copies of today's program, visit voiceofdestiny.org. That's voiceofdestiny.org. And become a fan on Facebook or follow us at Twitter under the name of The VOD Show.
God bless you, Apostle. I'm Anya. I'll call you back. The studio is about to close down on me, so I'll call you back. I want to thank you for taking this time out for us. God bless. Have a great one.
God bless you. Amen.